Hello, welcome to all first-time listeners and welcome back to all returning listeners. For those of you who are new to my audio post, my name is Nicole Davis, the King's Daughter, and I am back with another audio post in hopes of encouraging and uplifting you wherever you are. I am excited for this opportunity to connect with you through whatever channel you're actually listening to me. What I want to share with you over the next few minutes of this audio and several audios that will follow this one, I want to share with you principles for productive living. A productive life for followers of Christ is a life where a person is growing in the character of Christ, bringing God glory, and it's a life that actually benefits other people. There was a time in my life when I was busy, but I was not necessarily productive, and there's a difference. For me, I had spent a lot of precious time and energy doing what I thought was best for my life. And it wasn't until I discovered the key to living a fruitful life, and that fruitful life, I realized, did not exist without me abiding in Christ. There's a principle that is found in John 15 and 4, and it's one of my favorite scriptures. Jesus is telling his disciples this. He said, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you. A branch cannot bear fruit if it is disconnected from the vine, and neither will you if you're not connected to me." Now, when the Word of God mentions fruit, it is referring to everything that is done in true partnership with Christ. And it results from two life streams, the Lord living his life through ours to yield that which is eternal. One thing about fruit is that fruit takes on the nature of the tree of which it is a part. Have you ever seen apples grow from an orange tree? No. The character of a tree will determine the nature of the fruit, right? So this productive life or this fruitful life, it requires us to be rooted in Christ and allowing him to continually build us up in him. Now, I'm not a plant expert, but what I have learned is that light from the sun is harvested and used to drive a process called photosynthesis. Just as the light from the sun, S-U-N, is essential for the growth and success of a plant, we must abide in the sun, S-O-N, to live the productive, flourishing, and fulfilling life that he wants us to live. Also, another thing about plants is that they take in almost all of their essential nutrients through their roots. When we are rooted in Christ, he feeds us what we need to become more like him. So coming from our spiritual roots should be joy, peace, compassion, love, and so much more. It is in him where we receive the nourishment to do the good works we were created in him to do. Right? So when we're rooted in Christ, we have stability and he helps us to excel in the work that we're actually doing. So my hope is that we do not live out our remaining time on earth for human passions, but for the will of God. And a key to knowing what his will is for our life is to be rooted and to remain in Christ. So here are a few practical tips that I think would be helpful when it comes to us abiding in Christ. Abiding in him includes us recognizing our need for him, because living a life separated from him is a powerless life. Society promotes self-reliance, and the pressures of life can sometimes make a person forget their need for God. And so trying to juggle everything ourselves without relying on him, it only leads to frustration and exhaustion. Another tip I think is beneficial is spending time in prayer. prayer isn't meant to be an afterthought or our last option when everything else fails. It is actually through the power of prayer where our lives are aligned with God's vision and plans for our life. Reading, understanding, and applying God's word to our life is another discipline that could help us to abide in him. And so this helps us to grow in the ways of the Lord and become prosperous because we're actually learning the principles of God as he has taught them to us through his word. Connecting with other believers, where y'all are actually encouraging and building each other up, is another way, another thing that helps us to remain in Christ as well. So my hope is that we will be the person who is described in Psalms 1, and that person is a person who is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. If you have been encouraged by this post, feel free to share your comments with me or start a discussion in the comment section below the post. If you're on my website, you can also go to the connect section and send me an email there, whichever one works best for you. My website address is www.thekings-daughter.com. That's www.thekings-daughter.com. If you're listening to this audio through another channel, you can email me at nicolethekings-daughter.com. Next time, I will share with you another principle for a productive life, and that principle is related to pruning. I love you. Take care, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye.